It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Good evening, everybody, on this lovely Wednesday night here in beautiful downtown Fort Recovery. Insight. Jack Stogler, Mr. Neil Spencer on the board.
Not for long. Chuck will be here in a minute.
Chuck's coming here in a second. And in studio, we have the lovely Mrs. Lori Rohr. Hello, Lori.
Hi, Jack.
And we are going to talk about the Fort Recovery Combined Charities. And I think that this comes up every time, you know, every year at about this time of year.
Yes.
And the Combined Charities has kind of changed over the years, where it used to be knocking on doors to gather donations, to more of a mailing out cards type thing. So let's talk a little bit about, first of all, what are the Fort Recovery Combined Charities?
It is a group of charities that basically are, obviously we target Fort Recovery, but there are a few other Mercer County charities as well. And this is the only time every year that they are allowed to basically, this came back from when it was door to door, but they could solicit on an individual basis. They can still do fundraisers and stuff like that. Like the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts still have things that they sell. But as far as like going and asking for, donations, knocking on your door, that's where this kind of takes place.
Okay, so this is a drive that they hold once a year. Mm-hmm. How many different charities are on the Fort Recovery Combined Charities list?
This year we have 15. Next year we will be adding one. And it's another Fort Recovery charity. What I was going to talk about was going to say something about when you said about it evolving into being through the mail. I had been on the committee. I've been on this at least 20 years. And I had been on the committee and going door to door. Some places were really easy to get people to collect. Other places, people were just really busy and nobody would want to do it. So then it would fall on the committee to go to these places to collect at different houses. And I thought, if you come to me and I have $5 in my wallet, then you're probably only going to get $5. Versus if you give me a chance to look and see what I have when I'm paying bills, you might get $25 or however much. So I wanted to try doing it through the mail to help reduce having to ask people to do more as well.
Okay. So you'd mentioned there are 15 charities on here.
Yes.
Let's cover those 15 charities.
Okay. We have the Fort Recovery Boy and Cub Scouts, and then we also have the Girl Scouts and the Fort Recovery Historical Society, the Friends of the Library, Project Recovery is on here, Fort Recovery 4-H Club, Fort Recovery Ministerial Association, the Fort Recovery Community Foundation, the Fort Recovery Academic Boosters, and then the Center for Neurological Development is on there, Cancer Association of Mercer County, Mercer County Right to Life, State of the Heart, Home Health and Hospice, and Our Family Home Resource Center, and the MAV Youth Mentoring, which formerly was Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yeah. So it's hard to find anything wrong with any of those organizations.
Correct.
They're all very worthy causes. So this process is okay. So people receive postcards in the mail now?
Yes.
Okay. And they have already received those?
Yes, we've been getting them out. We try to get them out about the first week of October. And then we used to only run it through October. Now we have been running it through October, November, just to give people a little bit extra time because we still have donations that tend to flow in after the October period has ended.
And they have until the end of November, mm-hmm, to get these in?
I mean, we'll take them anytime.
Sure, of course.
If they miss this, we'll just put it on the next one. But we try to get everything in by the end of November.
Okay. So I'll tell you what.
We're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk about if I didn't receive the card, if I accidentally lost it, you know, what do I do with my donation in, you know, cases like that? And we'll be back to talk about that right after this.
Hey, this is Stacy with Brick Street Tavern. We have added a couple new items to our menu. Spicy pickle fries, pizza bites, cauliflower pizza, and cheese curds. Stop up and try our new items or give us a call to get them to go.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Election Day is coming up on Tuesday, November 3rd, and once again, the Trinity Lutheran Church will be having their popular spaghetti supper. They'll be serving from 4 to 7 p.m., and this year it will be carry-out only, and there will be no pre-sale tickets this year. The carry-out meal includes spaghetti, breadsticks, and dessert. Just follow the signs on North Wayne Street for their drive-through. Tickets are, again, only $6, and all proceeds will go to their local Friends in Need Fund. So don't miss the Trinity Lutheran's annual Election Day Spaghetti Supper from 4 to 7 on Tuesday, November 3rd.
We're back. Inside, Jack Stogler and Lori Rohr talking about the combined charities. You know, we were talking off air, okay? And it's important to realize that, okay, so these are Fort Recovery combined charities, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them are other places in Mercer County that serve Fort Recovery, but the majority are Fort Recovery based.
Okay, so there's also like, it might be like a Mercer County combined charities or a Salina combined charities. Mm-hmm. That some Fort Recovery residents might get a card for that might be different than the Fort Recovery combined charities, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if you receive more than one card, take a look at it. Make sure that it's the card that you want to fill out. Make sure it's got the Fort Recovery options on there, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes.
Because I know a lot of people will take, you know, their donation and will split it between five or six different groups. And if the Fort Recovery groups that you're interested in giving to aren't on there, then you probably have the wrong card. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Good. So I'm assuming that you every year, you know, you see these thermometers, you know, these goals at the different places, the places that have you know, goals for their combined charities. What is Fort Recovery's goal?
This year, we would actually, if we can, reach $20,000. Last year, we got $19,641, which that was up $1,000 in $1,052 from the previous year. So, you know, like I said, if we can just get to 20,000, that would be great. Versus like the years we went door to door, we would get about 9,000 maybe. So it's just, you know, it's just nice to see it go up every year, even when people have had some difficult times.
Sure. And you've been doing this for 20 years?
At least. Yes.
Why?
I don't know. No, I think it's because I've got it figured out. I've got it all in my system as far as, you know, when it's time to issue checks. You know, I've already got it in my system, so it's not difficult. And I have a Sarah Stahman is a co-chair, and she also takes the donations and she counts them and, you know, disperses where people want them to go, and then she gives that report to me, and then I issue the checks to the organizations.
Okay.
So
to you know, some extent, because of the way that it's set up, mm-hmm. It's you know, somewhat of an automated process yes. at this point.
Yes.
Okay. So, but it's still a lot of work.
It can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it can be. So just one time a year, though. So.
So the cards have already gone out.
Yes.
And are, and they will get mailed to who?
They go to a P.O. box. People can also deliver them to any of the 3-4 recovery banks. And then Sarah Stahman goes around and collects from the banks, or she checks the P.O. box and, like I said, keeps track of the donations. Yeah, and then if like you were saying, if you lost a card, you could always contact myself. Sarah Odell is the vice president, and Sarah Stahman. My daughter Emma Rohr helped out, but she's in Illinois now, so she's not going to be much help for us for the rest of this year. So if anybody wants to take her place, we'll have an opening.
And the phone's ringing.
So that's right.
Yeah, and the phone's ringing off the hook right
but
now.
Yeah, or you can just put on a... You know, put a note with a check and put it to P.O. Box 186 in Fort Recovery, or drop it off by the banks and we'll get it to the correct charity that you want it to go to.
So, how do most people do this? Do they write out one check to yes. combine charities? They have one card and they write down the amount that goes to each charity? Or?
Yes. Yes, exactly. And then we just, just follow that. If they don't indicate who they want it to go to, say they just donate or they donate $200, then it will be divided up amongst the 4 recovery charities.
Okay. What else about this?
Basically, I would like to see, like I said, we'd love to reach our goal. I know a lot of people have had a rough time this year, but so have these charities. They have not been able to do a lot of their fundraisers. You know, Cancer Association of Mercer County, for example, you know, didn't get to do their big cancer walk, which is a big one for them. I know, you know, the Neurological Center was concerned because some of the drives are not occurring. The ones that still go door to door, they're not happening this year. So a lot of these are concerned, you know, about their... basically their donations, because that's part of fits into their sure. budget. So, you know, those are just examples. Like I said, the others, you know, I know haven't been able to really do a lot of fundraising as well. So things are going to be down for them this year. So when they depend on these donations,
without a doubt. And you know, like you said, let's go over that list one more time. Mm-hmm. Okay. First, let's name the Fort Recovery specific groups that are on there.
Mm-hmm. We got the Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts. They're kind of combined yep. on the card, but the donation is divvied up between the two. The Girl Scouts are on there. We got the Historical Society, the Friends of the Library, Project Recovery, and the 4-H Club, the Ministerial Association, the Community Foundation, and the Academic Boosters are all on here.
Very good. And then the larger groups are?
The Center for Neurological Development, or St. Peter Neurological, as many people still call it. Cancer Association of Mercer County, the Mercer County Right to Life, and State of the Heart, Home Health and Hospice, our Home Family Resource Center, and like the MAV Youth Mentoring is still on here. So, yeah. They have to give me certain information every year in order to be able to stay on the card so that we are compliant.
Okay, and you talk like next year there's going to be a 16th
group. Possibly, yes, yes. So. We're looking, I got contacted by the Opera House, and they are looking to get on the card as well.
Awesome. So, that would be another very worthy cause.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Well, good. So, you know, and we're going to come back and talk about the combined charities. But you're also involved in another aspect of Fort Recovery business life, and that is through the U medical practice that you have with your husband.
Yes.
And, you know, I know that so many people, you and Doc Rohr have touched so many lives in the Fort Recovery community, and that your practice has changed in the past couple years.
Yes.
And I thought it would be good to kind of touch on, you know, what's new with the practice, mm-hmm. and you know, kind of what's new and exciting from a Doc Rohr's standpoint.
We had a lot going on. As most people know, my husband ended up having heart surgery last year. He had a valve problem, and so we had some time off to reflect on which direction we wanted the business to go. It was something we'd been thinking about for years, and as far as insurance goes, and you know, just decided we were going to see what happened, because we did have some support from other members of the community to try this direction. Some people embraced it, some people not so much, but that's okay. We're still here for them if they need us. But probably, I would say maybe about 9-10 years ago, my husband started realizing that traditional medicine might need a little help. And so he started approaching the holistic side of it. So basically integrative medicine, which combines those two. So people aren't just taking prescription medicines, you know, all the time. If they need it, definitely. But if you can help them with supplemental things and check levels of things, trying to get to the root of what's causing the problem and possibly fixing it, then that would, you know, that's the goal. And then he partnered with Dr. Kim Lyons in Greenville. He's a naturopathic doctor and a chiropractor, and had patients for about 2 years telling us we needed to meet him and get together because they were like-minded. And they formed a partnership at the beginning of 18. And so we have an office in Greenville and the office in Fort Recovery. We just opened our new office in Greenville, actually Monday. So it's been a little chaotic this week. But yeah, we do a lot of, you know, like I said, supplemental things, IV therapies, you know, including like chelation, vitamin C, even peroxide therapies. Trying to think, UBI ozone, which is ultraviolet blood irradiation, kind of what Trump got picked on about, you know, with the blood. That's more of what he was referring to, not actually putting Clorox in your veins. So, and then, you know, prolotherapy, which is using a lot of ozone and some supplemental things that go in to kind of basically cause the, you know, helped the stem cells to regenerate in joints and tissues as well. So a lot of, you know, a lot of different things, a lot of different kinds of testing. It's constantly, as you can probably tell by how I'm talking, it's constantly just growing. So, and you know, our daughter Emma is in Illinois now, and she's training to become a naturopathic doctor so she can come back and help out.
And we were talking about this before the show started. And so she's going to be an osteopathic doctor.
No, naturopathic. Focuses on the herbal and holistic side of medicine. Okay. And it's kind of, chiropractors were actually naturopaths before their chiropractic community came to be. So she's learning a lot of chiropractics as well. So that's on the fence whether she's going to go ahead and pursue the chiropractic degree as well. I'm hoping so, but we'll see.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and come back and talk more about Doc Rohr's practice and, you know, Lori's role and you know, all the stuff that they've got going on. And we'll be back right after this.
Clingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at clingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Clingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
power and versatility, the Kubota M7 tractor is built for hay and forage work. Up to 168 horsepower, superior loader lift capacity, easy-to-use controls, all-day comfort, and your choice of a 30x15 semi-power shift or Kubota variable transmission. The M7 tractor. Built right, built ready. Talk to your hometown Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274. Be sure to tune in to Fort Recovery Radio every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for a new show, A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone. He'll give us some expert advice and timely tips on what we need to do to keep our lawns and gardens healthy. You can email him questions for future shows at steve@naturesgreennursery.com. Be sure to tune in every Saturday morning for A Walk Through the Garden with Steve Stone, 8 a.m. on Fort Recovery Radio.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler and Lori Rohr talking about all kinds of stuff tonight. We talked about the combined charities going on in Fort Recovery towards the end of October, the first part of November. Get your cards in here soon. We will touch on that again. And we're also talking about Dr. Rohr family medicine and Lori, did you say that there's a new name for the practice?
Yeah, we changed the name to Tree of Life Health Solutions. It was Fort Recovery Family Medicine, but it's Tree of Life Health Solutions.
Okay.
So because when he got a partner and, you know, things just changed it up a little bit.
Okay.
So
when you talk about holistic medicine, mm-hmm. and you talk about natural treatments,
yes.
Okay, and yet you talk about still practicing medicine too.
Correct.
Okay, so how do you decide? And I know that you're not a doctor.
Correct.
You,
okay. Yes.
Okay. So, when a person goes in there, how do they decide if, like, you're going to take a natural approach, mm-hmm. or the more contemporary approach of you put them on penicillin, or you put them on mm-hmm. the antibiotic that they've been using for, you know, years and years? Mm-hmm. What's the protocol for something like that?
If they need, like, antibiotics, for example, that would be something that, you know, if they need an antibiotic, they need an antibiotic.
Yeah.
You know, there's not a lot. You know, sometimes some of the IV therapies, depending on what's going on. But, you know, if somebody has an infection that they need the antibiotic for, we don't want to wait around on that. But typically, it depends on the person. Some people are open and they really don't want to take prescriptions. And other people, they are not interested in hearing anything about the natural side. And then you've got your mix, you know, or people that need to realize that, yeah, the naturals are great. But sometimes, like if you come in with your blood pressure at 200 over, you know, 90, you know, obviously you probably have a lot more going on. But, you know, you're probably going to need a prescription. You know, yeah. We might be able to put some supplemental in there as well, but a prescription is going to be the way to go because we need to get that down. But he's, you know, he just kind of likes it, feels out the patient. You know, they're usually pretty straightforward, you know, and he'll talk to him about side effects with ones that somebody maybe they're getting to where they might need to consider medication, but, you know, not maybe something, there's other things that he might be able to try that to avoid the medication, yeah. if, you know, It just depends. But then we want to keep an eye on them as well, just to see, you know, make sure they're responding to either, whether it be prescription or non-prescription, you know, going in the right direction. Yep. You know, he does a lot of that with, he'll do some blood pressure, diabetes, you know, all that. Complementary stuff with cancer, even. You know, when people, you know, we never discourage them from going to their oncologist, but some of the things that we do can help. Then basically, the patients can tolerate it better, or it might enhance some of the therapies that they're going through.
Okay. So. You'd mentioned stem cell treatments for some things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you hear anymore, if you don't have an artificial joint, you know, somebody that does.
Right.
Or, you know.
Yes.
If you're over the age of 50.
Right. Okay. Unfortunately, yes.
And it seems like more and more you hear about, before you go that routine, you hear about people that are doing the stem cell something for joint type
correct.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So is that something that, you know, Doc Rohr is getting into, or not to that extent?
What he's doing is the ozone, using the ozone therapy. Ozone is actually O3, so you've got a little extra molecule on the O2. But basically, it helps to kill infection, but it also helps to encourage your body to make its own stem cells. So, you know, and then there's some additives that he'll put in as well. And usually, you know, not everybody's going to have, it's not usually a one and done kind of therapy. You know, usually people are going to need, you know, maybe 5 to 6, you know, it just depends. And then maybe a maintenance after that. So, you know, I would say 80% of people get relief, you know, from it. But, you know, if you're bone on bone, there's not much you're going to do to avoid a joint replacement on that. And, you know, we've got some people that have gone out west and they've had great success. Sometimes, in all honesty, my husband made this comparison to saying that it would be good if people would realize if they could do some ozone therapy before they go out west. That way you kind of are prepping your garden before you plant it. You're not just going out with the dirt, you know, and just throwing your seeds up in the air and seeing if they grow. You know, it's kind of that analogy.
Okay.
So to kind of, like I said, just basically thinking of it as prepping the garden before you go and spend all that money. Because it's not, you know, when people go out west and have those therapies done, it's not a cheap therapy.
Sure.
So.
Sure. So you talked about the, so you're opening a new office in Greenville?
Yeah, we've had a practice down there with Dr. Lyons since the beginning of 2018, though he's been down there longer. We just joined him in 18, but we quickly outgrew that, and finding a place down there was pretty difficult, but we finally found a really nice place around the corner and redid some things. And it used to be where the old Advocate building was. It was a newspaper building on time, and then it was an eye doctor's place, and it sat empty for a little bit, and we had to go in and do some modifications, but it's turned out really nice.
And
we're pretty happy
at?
With it. It's at the corner of Sycamore and West Main. So it's across from the police station, off the roundabout in downtown Greenville.
Very good.
Yeah.
So, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and talk one more time about the combined charities.
Okay.
And you touch on the cards and stuff. We want to make sure we give Bubba and Fee time to get in here and prep for their talk with, let's see, who is Hal McCoy is going to be on Sports Talk. So we'll be back right after this.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Wayne Street Market has some great specials in their meat department for you through October 22nd. Their steak sale just gets better every week. Their big T-bone sale continues another week with T-bones just $4.99 a pound. And listen to this, ribeyes are now just $5.99 a pound. You can't find prices like these anywhere. And they have 2.5-pound packages of marinated pork chops, Italian or teriyaki, 10 to the package, for just $10. And all of these meat specials are ready to go in their grab-and-go section. Here's another great stock-up special. Get a 40-pound box of boneless, skinless chicken breasts for just $50 while they last. That's half price at just $1.25 a pound. Shop local and save big at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Still a select number of raffle tickets remaining to purchase for the 2021 Win on Wabash Super Raffle. The raffle will occur August 27th and 28th, 2021 in Fort Recovery and will feature 211 prizes valued at $650,000, including 3 vehicles, 8 trips, 50 firearms, golf carts, ATVs, a camper, a boat, and other cash and prizes. Check out our website, wowraffle.com, or our Facebook page at Wow Raffle for the complete list of businesses that are selling tickets or purchase directly through our website. Don't miss out on the opportunity to win some awesome prizes at the 2021 Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Give me at least 5 seconds notice before you tell me it's time to come on. Okay. Hello. We're back. Inside. Jack Stogler and Lori Rohr. So we were just talking. So we were talking about the combined charities, and the cards went out the middle of October or so.
First week.
Salina, for whatever reason, sent theirs to Fort Recovery addresses.
Yeah.
Okay. We prefer that Fort Recovery people look at their Fort Recovery combined charities, but we can understand if you've sent yours to Salina. Okay, so if they get these, mm-hmm. you have to write a check. Mm-hmm. Can they Venmo money?
Not at this point. That's if somebody wants to join and show me how to do all that fun stuff. I am not a techie person. Chuck.
Chuck Yin, what you doing tomorrow? Huh? We'll give you until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning to get Fort Recovery Combined Charities on Venmo.
There we go.
Yin? Okay. Set up for next year.
It's okay. Probably not that hard. I'm just not a techie person. If you show me how to do a program, I can do it, but don't ask me to set those things up. It's probably, I'm not the best person for that. Yep. I can pay through PayPal. I mean, my husband said the Amazon vomits on our front porch regularly.
I think Amazon's on everybody's front porch fairly regularly. So you have to write out a check.
Uh-huh.
Attach the card with the check, but you can't staple it, or there's an issue or something, right?
They can just put it in an envelope and, you know, and send it. If you're going to the post office, obviously you got to put postage on it. But then if you go to the bank, you can just stick it in an envelope. It's probably preferable.
Okay. You can drop it off at any of the 3 local mm-hmm. banks.
Yes.
They'd be happy to forward it on to Sarah, right?
Yes.
And I tell you what, you cannot get 15 more worthy causes than what you listed. Let's go through them one more time.
Okay. So the Fort Recovery, I'll just say Fort Recovery on all of these first ones is the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, the Historical Society, the Friends of the Library, Project Recovery, the 4-H Club, and the Ministerial Association, the Community Foundation, and the Academic Boosters. And then for the countywide, the ones that service the county are the Center for Neurological Development, the Cancer Association of Mercer County, Mercer County Right to Life, and State of the Heart, Home Health and Hospice, and our Home Family Resource Center and the MAV Youth Mentoring. So it's the majority is for Fort Recovery. The other cards do duplicate some of the ones that we have, and they do have some others that we do not have. So, you know, like he said, if you prefer, you know, it doesn't, we don't care that, like, say the Cancer Association's on the other card as well. Is, you know, as long as they're getting the money, that's great.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of, oh, we want ours to be higher. It's just, we just want people to realize that there's others that float around that are not for recovery.
Sure. But, and the MAV Youth Mentoring is the Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes.
They've just changed the name.
Yes.
Type stuff. Okay. And you're looking for volunteers?
Yeah.
For next year?
Yep. Like I said, my daughter is in Illinois and I need somebody to take her place. It's not really difficult. Since we don't have to go door to door anymore, it's actually pretty simple.
And it's a 21-year term, is that right?
That's it, 25 probably. So somebody young. It was supposed to be 4, but yeah, I'm just, like I said, I got a system and it works. And so I'm like, well, I just keep doing it. It's not difficult.
Well, I tell you what, we really appreciate the time that you take putting it together, you know, and I'm sure that those 15 entities appreciate the time.
You know,
when you think about collecting $20,000 for some of those organizations, I'm sure that it represents a major portion of their budget every year. So if you get a card in the mail, please, you know, donate what you can. Certainly consider the Fort Recovery needs. Drop the signed card and your check off at any of the three banks, or you can mail it to the address that is on the card. Anything else, Lori?
No, I appreciate you having me on behalf of the Combined Charities and also for letting me talk about how our business has been going. I appreciate it.
Fantastic. And we look forward to you and Doc and your creative life. Let's see, is that the name of it?
Tree of Life Health Solutions. Creative Life is a good one, though. But yeah. No, Tree of Life Health Solutions.
Well, I tell you what, when things get settled down, maybe we'll have Doc come up and you know, spend some time and you know, talk about his new adventures here.
Absolutely.
And I wish you guys best of luck and very good health, too.
Thank you so much. You too.
Okay. So, I tell you what, we're going to play some music, and then Bub and Fee are going to be in here a little bit early for sports talk. Hal McCoy will be on at 8 o'clock. So, for Jack Stogler, Lori Rohr, this is Insight, saying see you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.